This is Jessica Boudreau from Summer Cannibals, a band from Portland.
Cool. And then I was wondering, where did you get the idea for your band name? Because I heard it and I was like, it's a little strange. I like it, but it's strange. Like, where?
It's the name of a Patti Smith song. And I'm like a huge Patti Smith fan, so.
Well, good. That's good to know. And then I've listened to your newest album, Can't Tell Me No, a lot of times, and it's very, like, heart-wrenchingly honest and really, really powerful. Can you just tell me a little bit more about the release of that album?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that you like it. That's really nice. It's actually the first record that the band has engineered and produced ourselves. Cassie and I recorded it in my studio. It came out in June. It's our first with Tiny Engine, who are an awesome label with a lot of awesome bands on it. It's been really cool to work with them. And we're really excited about it.
And then I know a lot of hard work went into the album after like scrapping the last one. So
right.
How did it feel to finally get this music into the world?
Really good. It was like a shorter process than usual because a lot of times we'll like write and work on a record over the course of a year and then we'll go into the studio and then it will be like a while before it actually comes out. But we wrote and recorded this record at the end of last year. And so felt the songs, like, still feel really fresh and really good for the band. And it's definitely like, I feel really proud of it. And excited about it.
Yeah. And then how has your music or your sound evolved since you first started making music?
I mean, a lot, just in the way that, like, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable writing music now, and I'm a lot more comfortable performing music. When I started the band, I, like, could barely stand up and play guitar and sing at the same time. And so it's come a long way in the sense that, like, I personally am just a better player and I think a better songwriter now. But it's definitely evolving with the band. And, you know, we had Ethan join us on bass and then Cassie Blum, who plays guitar. And since they came in, I feel like everything about the sound and the live show is evolving and changing and getting better.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can you tell me if you have any hobbies you might have outside of music? Do you have any hobbies outside of music?
Oh, man. I dance. I love it. It's, like, my favorite thing to do. Other than that, I cook a lot, too. Devin and Ethan fly fish. They, like, are literally right now talking about trying to find somewhere where they can go fly fish before the show tonight.
Oh my gosh. Well, luckily they're in Colorado, so
right.
There's plenty of places.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
And do you think that any of these hobbies have helped you with your music?
I don't think that fly fishing has helped them with music, but it helps them be in better moods when we're on tour.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anything actually, any, like, the hobbies that any of us have actually help us with music, but it helps us have, like, better attitudes towards music.
Yeah.
And touring all the time, because it's kind of just, like, a release outside of that.
Yeah, I bet. What advice would you give to anyone, but, like, especially women in the music industry?
Practice a lot. Write a lot. And, you know, don't listen to people who try to talk down to you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And then I was just wondering, what music are you listening to right now? Like, who are some of your favorite artists or albums that have come out recently that you're just really loving?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Love Pale Hound. I love
Pale Hound.
We just saw them in Portland with Terry Glazer.
Oh my gosh. I saw them together too, actually, a few months back in Denver.
Yeah.
It was an amazing show.
Yeah.
They're both so powerful.
I love the new Hatchy record.
Yeah.
And then song earlier this year, I've definitely, I knew them before that, but through that tour and seeing them play every night, I, you know, became a huge fan. I'm like super inspired by what they've been doing.
Yeah. And then, okay, so these last two questions, they're a little weird, but they're like, they're fun questions. So the first one is, if you were trapped on a deserted island with the other band members, who would you choose to eat first and why?
Oh, no.
Because you're summer cannibals, so I figured.
I know. Devin, but only because I think that he would kill me first.
Who would you eat second?
Ethan.
Yeah, and why would that be?
Just because I couldn't for Cassie.
So she'd be spared.
Yeah.
And then, so the last question is, I ask this to everybody that I interview. If you were a noodle, what kind of noodle would you be and why?
Oh, man.
No, no, take
probably
your time.
Bow tie.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're kind of funny looking, but their heart's in the right place. They taste good.
I like it. All right. Do you have any last words or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Fort Collins. You're in Fort Collins, right?
Yeah, I'll actually be seeing your guys' show tonight.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys are gonna kill it.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I'm sure you guys are gonna kill it.
Oh, I thought you said you were. I was like, cool.
No.
Yeah, no. Looking forward to
that. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and have a good show tonight.
Thank you.
All right, bye.